Baseball is on the air. This playoff game against Big Sandy is made possible by Plan North Architecture, Tegler Toyota, Brenham National Bank, Sandtown Catering, Dominant Associates, Burton St. John's United Church of Christ, DDM Pipe and Steel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, TNT Car Wash, Citizen State Bank, Burton Meat Processing, Felder's Buy and Buy, Wellman's Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, J&J Packing, BBR Material, Collier Construction, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, Market Realty, and the Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll go to your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome you out to the Willis High School Gymnasium. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you. And tonight it is Burton Lady Panther basketball as they get to take on the Big Sandy Lady Cats. And the Burton Lady Panthers off having an incredible season, finished the year co-district champions, and split with the Mumford, both of them finishing at 10-1. And as Coach Hody, if they knew when was the last time, it's been a while since they've had a share of the title.
Yeah, it's been a long time, Doug. But Coach Chaplin and Coach Hody have done a great job building this program over the last probably 5 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
Really good team here. One senior led by Ann Huntsman, but got a lot of talent. They like to run, they play defense, and should be a fun night and short night tonight.
Yeah, they're coming here, and this is the, I think, third straight season that the Lady Panthers have made the playoffs, and playing here in Willis tonight, a big gym in here, and of course, a lot of stuff going on tonight. You got not only the girls' playoff game here, and the boys with their last regular season game against Snook, and then you got baseball and softball, so a very full night here, and before we go to break, we got one quick announcement you got to make here. Oops, not that. Let's see. And Burton ISD takes pride in excellence both in the classroom and in athletics. This season, their Lady Panther basketball team has shown incredible dedication, hustle, and heart. Now it's time for the playoffs. They put in the work, and everyone at Burton ISD knows they'll give it their all. Let's come together, fill the stands, and show support as the Burton Lady Panthers take on the next big challenge in the playoffs. Go Panthers! And we'll be back with more of our pregame after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at WellmanInsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Willis High School Gymnasium as the Burton Lady Panthers can set take on the Big Sandy Lady Cats. And, of course, this is a broadcast made possible by the University Interscholastic League. And let's see here. High school hoops enthusiasts, mark your calendars for back-to-back UIL State Basketball Championships at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. The girls' basketball championships take place March 5th through the 7th, and that's followed by the boys' championships March 12th through the 14th. Be there to witness history in the making. For all the must-know details and to grab your tickets, visit UILTexas.org/basketball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/basketball. And wouldn't that be something if we run through the field here and get a chance to go head to the Alamo Dome? It's been a while since we've been over there.
Absolutely. Doug, this team can do it. They have the height. They have the speed. They look athletic. And I think this team is a team that meshes together as a team. You know, they're usually your high point scorers. When I hear y'all on the game recaps are Lexi Brazier, Harper Hody, Val Hernandez. Probably those three are your leading scorers of pretty much every game. So it's the ball is going to be in their hands pretty regular. I could see us press this team pretty hard and get a big lead and finish them off.
Yeah, and Burton, a very young team. You got one senior in Aaron Huntsman, and then just two juniors on the team, and the rest are all freshmen and sophomores. So for Coach Taplin and Coach Hody,
the future
is very bright. Yeah. with the program.
You know, you flip to Big Sandy; they have three seniors, one junior, a couple of sophomores, and the rest are freshmen there also. Yeah. So they're either kind of rebuilding. You know, with three seniors finishing out their last year, that's not a big number.
Nope.
You know, you think of teams that go deep in the playoffs, you're going to have five starters, usually are seniors or juniors. But both of these teams, like you said, are young. But doesn't matter. You got to go out there and dribble the ball, not turn it over, rebound, make good shots.
Absolutely. And we are counting down, getting ready for the start of this one. It's straight up 6 o'clock. And it's actually doubleheader here tonight because after our game, they've got Iola and Danbury as well. And so we got two games from featured teams from the same district tonight. And then some other games going on around the area, too. And as folks still filing in over here in Willis. And meantime, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton is cheering for the Burton ladies basketball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ. That's 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton Lady Basketball Team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They like to salute the Burton Lady Basketball Team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks at the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
And as we come back here to the Willis High School Gymnasium, Doug Brennan, Darryl Kiki with you, and Burton Lady Panthers out here warming up, and Big Sandy back. They were warming up earlier. They're back in the locker room now getting ready. I don't see the cheerleaders have made the trip here tonight. Route the Lady Panthers on to victory tonight. And, of course, we can't say enough about Coach Taplin and Coach Hody, the way they've turned this program around and been in the playoffs three straight years now. And after going through a bit of a drought there, but they're getting that consistency and really have done a good job of building up this program.
You know, what I've been seeing, a lot of the daddies and moms have took an interest in basketball and starting their kids when they're in elementary playing on Saturdays and getting the fundamentals down. Yeah. You know, it's no different than any sport in Daryl's mind that if you play fundamentally sound, you learn the fundamentals of the game, you're going to be okay. But you have to get used to playing together. You have to thrive as a team. And I really am proud of the young families that are doing that. You know, they start them at a young age. It's kind of comical when you go watch the little ones. They'll run four steps and then start dribbling again. But, hey, they're out there giving 110%, having fun and trying, you know. So that's where it starts. And I think that's what's turned Burton basketball around, girls and boys, that the young parents have taken an interest in starting working with them. So when the coaches get them, they kind of have a clue on what they're doing.
Yeah, and so many of these also multi-sport athletes. Aaron Huntsman, I know, does volleyball, basketball, and softball. And same thing with Lexi Brazier. And some of the others mix in track and other sports, too. And it's really, I know on our Brennan broadcast, Tommy and I talk about that a lot. We like to see that with the multi-sport, rather than just focus on one sport. Focus on play as many sports as you want to.
Yeah, the more well-rounded, the more you stay in shape. You know, running has never hurt anybody.
No.
Trust me, I wish I was running again like I used to. I know we feel better and everything, but when you go from one sport to the other, yeah, a lot of people believe and a lot of coaches believe that you have to focus on one to be great. You know, Doug, this is high school. This is the best days of your life. So enjoy it. You know, play with your friends. Do the sports so you can get out there in life, that you can communicate with people and understand what it means to work as a team. Because whether you're in sports or you're in the real world, you're going to have people you got to work with, and it's no different. If you don't work together, you're not going to succeed.
Absolutely. And we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have a look at the starting lineups. First, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
It's playoff time, and the Lady Panthers are leaving it all on the court. As the excitement builds and the competition heats up, now's the perfect time to plan your team meals, playoff send-offs, or end-of-season banquet. Sandtown Catering offers a wide variety of menu options that are perfect for feeding hungry athletes, families, and fans. From hearty meals to crowd-pleasing barbecue, call Wade to book your next event. Sandtown Catering congratulates the Lady Panthers on a fantastic season, and good luck in the playoffs. Plan North Architectural Company in Burnham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consulting, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Burnham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers basketball teams in the playoffs.
To Burton alumni and all of Market Realty Incorporated congratulates the Lady Panthers basketball team and wishes you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty Incorporated, they offer just that. Contact Susan Schulenberg-Keel and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty Incorporated serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
and the Wild Thing, Ricky Vaughn, coming out. But it's the Burton Lady Panthers getting ready to take on the Big Sandy Lady Cats. And we'll take a look at the starting lineups. And first of all, for the visiting Big Sandy Lady Cats, they have at guard Paige Cox. She's a 5-foot senior. Samara Sadler, 5'7 guard, and she is a junior. Maislin Clark, she is a 5'3 guard, and she's a sophomore. And then at the posts, they've got Amberly Smith. She's a 5'5 senior. And Lauren Boyd is a 5'4 junior. And the head coach is Ryan Alak, assisted by Samantha White. And now for the Burton Lady Panthers, their starting lineups. It'll be Maya Rodriguez. She's a 5'6 point guard, and she is a freshman. Lexi Brazier, 5'8 small forward, and she is a sophomore. Erin Huntsman, a 5'6 forward. She is a senior. Harper Hody, a 5'11 small forward, and she is a freshman. And Valerie Hernandez, 5'7 point guard, and she is a junior. Head coach of the Burton Lady Panthers, Christopher Kaplan, and assistant coach Lauren Hody. And had a chance before the game to visit with our Burton Athletic Director, Coach Jason Hody, who's here in attendance tonight. And looking forward to this and seeing what the Lady Panthers could do here this evening.
Yeah, they, you know, this is one of those kind of trap games that, you know, it's the first playoff game. Some of them are freshmen. You don't want to make the game too big. You don't want to take this team too lightly, because you got to go out there and play the game. You got to finish it, and you got to want to beat somebody.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to go out there and take care of business. A good example of that was the two games against Mumford, where the first game they really struggled and had a bad outing there, and then second time around, probably played one of their best games of the season when they beat Mumford.
You know, that probably was a game that set the tone. I'm sure Coach Taplin and Coach Hody said, look, this is the beginning of the playoffs. This is the kind of caliber game you have to play if we want to get to where we want to be. And the girls responded. And, you know, I'm sure they were a little embarrassed by the first game when they played Mumford, because I think we only scored 23 points, something like that. And
It wasn't a lot.
You know, and you don't want to come out here. The biggest thing that I can see, because like we talk in all the games, I like to watch teams warm up, and I'm bad about judging people. And this doesn't look like a very athletic team that we're fixing to play. So we need to come out here and take it to them early. Don't give them any hope.
And we got more to come as we're counting down to the start of tonight's ball game. And we're glad you can be with us here on the KWHI.com Sports Alternate Feed. Remember, on our main feed, Washington County Spelling Bee tonight in Craig, Montana, is hosting that one for you. And in the meantime, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we hope to have our introductions, the national anthem, and be ready for the start of tonight's game. But first, let's go back to the studios and let's hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Ladies basketball team luck in playoffs. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman and Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman and Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, we're getting set for the start of tonight's game. Burton Lady Panthers and the Big Sandy Lady Cats. And we're just about ready for our official introductions, as well as tonight's national anthem. Burton in the white uniforms with red letters and numbers. And Big Sandy in the purple and white uniforms. Was that Big Sandy bringing their cheerleaders in as well for this playoff game? Now we're just waiting on the officials at the scorers table to get this one officially underway. So we've got right at 6 o'clock. Yeah, the referees have come on the court.
Smith. Our junior post, number 30, Lauren Ford.
All right, there we go. The introductions of the starting lineups for the two respective teams. And we're ready to get this one officially underway. You're listening to KWHI, 12-ish AM, K269GU, 101.7 FM in Brenham, across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com and on our KWHI app for your smartphone, or at least in case of this evening, on the Sports Alternate feed on the website and on the app. And we are ready. Yeah, it looks like
Huntsman gonna do the jumping for the Lady Panthers.
I never thought maybe Hoden might do it. You got a 5-inch height advantage. And Huntsman does well. It's not the, tipped it, but it ends up going out of bounds. So the Lady Cats will have first possession. The Britain will have to play defense to start with. As we look at the radio dial, Big Sandy going left to right, Burton going right to left.
Burton in a 2-3 zone.
And no shot clock in high school, so working the ball around with Big Sandy. That is Paige Cox, top of the key. Trying to find an open teammate. Burton defense is so good they can't find an open player.
You know, that or either. You think that Big Sandy knows that we can score a lot and they're trying to cut this game, that, you know, minutes and a half.
That could be too, trying to go inside.
Steal by Huntsman.
And back the other way. And that one just missing off the glass. And he's going to come away and struggle on the floor. And Burton does get it back.
Hody with the shot.
Misses. And that one up and in. And that's the first point of the game.
Rodriguez.
Yeah, Maya Rodriguez.
Burton pressing.
And he goes out of bounds. Maybe a 2-0 lead here as we're underway. First quarter. By district round of the playoffs. Bounce pass and shot put up by Brittany Miss. And we got a loose ball on the floor.
Burton's ball.
Yeah, so Lady Panthers retain possession on the jump ball. And now alley-oop and to Brazier. Brazier working around to Hernandez. And Rodriguez.
The Huntsman.
You hit the Huntsman. And now back out to Hody. And over to Hernandez trying to clear some room. Goes inside to Hody. And back out to Huntsman. And that one shot put up and missed. And rebound by the Lady Cats.
Burton is pressing them hard. Yep. They're going to have a hard time getting this over the half.
And we get a whistle, and looks like he didn't get it.
Oh, Burton swarming all over them.
Yeah, they're just going right after him. And we got 5:56 to go here in the first quarter. Burton leading 2-0. Hernandez over to Hody. Yeah, top and drive in the lane. Puts up the shot and missing. And we're going to get a foul called.
Frazier followed her own shot and got fouled, so she's going to get to shoot too.
Yeah, let's see who they're going to call the foul on.
Number 10?
I believe so. And Frazier with that shot up and in. Makes the first of her free throws.
Yeah.
That would be Braylee Fisher's in the game now. That's her first personal foul. First team foul. And Brazier hits the second free throw. And Burton's up 4-0. And that one out of bounds. on Big Sandy. And so Burton will get the ball back with 5:36 to play. And a bounce pass to Huntsman. Up the top of the key. Gives it over to Hernandez. Trying to go inside to Brazier. Back out to Hernandez. And we're going to call and ball against the Lady Panthers. And some big, big Sandy basketball. And once again, full court pressure by Burton.
They have no answer. Well, now they got a girl over here that's open.
Yep. And the two players will get a pass half court. Passes over to Sadler. Now back over to Cox. Cox will give it to Clark. Clark to Fisher. And now back to Sadler. Sadler trying to dribble her way around Brazier. Good defense there from Lexi. And that one, she almost stepped on the line there. And that one misses the shot is Sadler. And loose ball and coming up against Hernandez. Hernandez dishes the ball off
to Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, a
nice job.
And Lionel with 4 points. And Burton leads 6-0 with 4:20 left. And
another turnover, white ball.
Yep, Burton coming out aggressive and doing what they need to take early control of this one. And pass to Harper Hody. And the Huntsman up to Brazier and over to Hernandez. And back to Brazier. Brazier going to put up a three and overshot the basketball. And that one goes out of bounds, but it was off of one of the Lady Cat players. And so Burton will retain possession. And they're going to say that Hernandez stepped on the line there. And so it'll be Big Sandy basketball. Inbound pass. And stolen away by Burton. They missed the shot. Missed again. And he's going to get
Huntsman got it this
time. Puts it in for her first basket of the game. And it's 8-0 Lady Panthers.
Got a timeout. Big Sandy.
And timeout on the court. And let's see if this is going to be a full earther. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout. So let's send you back to the studios. Let's hear 30 seconds from our sponsors.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
As we come back, Burton Lady Panthers leading the Big Sandy Lady Cats 8-0 here in the first quarter. And we got 3:30 left to go. Lady Cats working the ball up the court, at least trying to. Burton just swarming all over him. And give this to Braley Fisher. Fisher over to Sadler. Now over to Cox. And that one driving away. Clark put it up and missed. Rebound by Burton. Huntsman up ahead and
nice job. And Rodriguez and the bucket.
And the freshman point guard really off to a good start. He was 6 points, and now going to see if she can get a 3-point play the old fashioned way.
Yep. Ellis coming in for Huntsman.
That was called on Maislin Clark. Burton with a 10-0 lead as Rodriguez goes to the line. And she hit it. It gives her 7 points now. And an 11-0 lead for Burton.
Oh, by Ellis.
And Ellis gives it up, and that one knocked out of bounds. I'm going to say it was off of Big Sandy. And so Burton will retain possession of the ball. And substitution now as Lauren Boyd checks in for the Lady Cats. And outside, and that one shot misses.
Stolen by Ellis.
Puts up the shot, misses. And that time, up ahead to Big Sandy, we're going to get a foul called. Yeah, this should be,
on Hody.
This will be the first one against the Lady Panthers. And on Harper Hody. Full court pressure again by Burton. She gets it up. Sadler. She's guarded by Ellis. Gives the ball over to Clark. And now they're working around. Over to Boyd. Now back to Sadler. Ball stolen
by Brazier.
Brazier drives, puts it up and in for two. And Lexi Brazier with 4 points now. And it's 13-0 Burton. And Sandy just having a hard time just even getting to the mid score. They finally get
Traveling.
Over and traveling call. Everly Smith was the ball carrier. Caught up with a 1:50 left in the first quarter. Burton leading at 13-0. And that is top of the key. And over to Rodriguez. Now gives it to Hody.
Nice pass.
And Brazier gets the shot blocked. Rebound and another block. And Hernandez passes back out. And now Hernandez drives and puts up the shot.
Nice shot by Hernandez.
Up and in for two. Hernandez with her first basket of the night. It's 15-0 Burton.
Minute left in this first quarter.
And Lady Panthers just dominating so far. Ball stolen. Almost stolen. Who's going to end up with it? And it's going to end up out of bounds at the feet of Coach Taplin.
White ball.
And Rodriguez to Hernandez. Burton trying to go for the shutout here in the first quarter. Ellis uses the ball, but Brazier comes up with it. And they were out of bounds, but it was off of Big Sandy. And... yeah, they did get a foul there. That was called on Samara Sadler. It'll be her first and 13th foul on the Lady Cats. Inbounds pass. And they put the shot up and this is rebound. And trying to work the ball up the court. And they do get it across over in the hands of Smith. And now back out to Cox. Cox over to Boyd. And that one thrown out of bounds and lands in the front row. And we Burton basketball. Burton's got 16 and a half seconds to work with to get one more shot off. Hernandez working the ball up the court. They got 10 seconds.
Went off of her leg.
And ran off her leg and out of bounds. So Big Sandy will get it with 8 seconds left to play here in the first quarter.
Yeah.
It's been all Burton. They lead it 15-0. And that's the end of the first quarter play with our score. The Burton Lady Panthers 15 and the Big Sandy Lady Cats nothing. Back with quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
BBR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BBR Material have access to many other types of materials. BBR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BBR Material wishes the Burton Lady Panthers good luck during the playoffs.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in to Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have bacon, fresh and smoked sausage available for sale. That's Burton Meat Processing. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday until noon. Burton Meat Processing would like to say congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers on a great season and good luck in the playoffs.
As we come back here, starting the second quarter, Burton leading this one 15-0 over Big Sandy. And Big Sandy just trying to find some offense from anywhere. And three-pointer misses.
Odie with the rebound.
And Odie bringing the ball up the court.
Frazier for three.
And just short. And we're going to get a whistle. That was called on Braylee Fisher. That's her second. And there's Sandero. You got an update on the boys?
51-49 with 56 seconds left in the game.
Okay.
Burton up.
Well, hopefully they can hold on there.
See, we're in good shape here, Doug. They must think we some bad hombres. We got us a cop standing right beside us and stuff. I like having somebody ride a shotgun for us. Our buddy Gino, he's a good dude.
More substitutions for Burton. We'll get those momentarily. As Maya Nicholson is checked in. Aaron Huntsman back in the game.
Now what Coach Taplin and Hody are doing, they're keeping fresh legs, they're alternating, and they're keeping this full court pressure on.
And pass off is almost like they're playing a game of hot potato rather than basketball. And give this to Sadler. Sadler being guarded by Ellis. And older boy, or no, excuse me, Smith in the corner. Yeah, back around to Cox. Cox trying to go over to Smith. Sadler back to Smith. And older boy. Now they're just tossing the ball around. They got nowhere to go. Burton
no.
has got everybody.
They're swarmed all over them.
And Sadler gives it back to Boyd, back to Sadler. Sadler thought about a three and then pulled it back.
And Huntsman with the steal.
And Huntsman. And
he's going to take it all the way.
And lays it. Oh, he missed the layup. So we're down to 5:50 left to go in the second quarter. And Dan's flooring.
Yeah.
Lady Gats just shoot it. Oh, and almost. Clark was right there on the line there. Referee on top of that. Now they work the ball around. In the hands of Sadler. Driving away, puts up a shot, misses, and Hernandez comes away with a rebound. Hernandez inside.
Ellis.
and Ellis puts
nice
it up.
Nice shot.
Two. And Layla Ellis, the sophomore, gets her first basket of the game.
Her daddy was a heck of a player in Somerville.
Now back the other way. Puts it, misses the layup.
Oh, my.
That was probably their best chance, and they'll fire it up. Three-pointers, Cox. She misses.
Huntsman got it again.
And puts it up. It's off the top of the rim. Or top of the goal. And they're going to call a foul on Huntsman. It's the second foul on Burton here in the game. Yeah, 4:25 left to play. Burton leading at 17-0.
Steal by Burton by Hernandez.
Hernandez is going to fire up a three. Rim rattler won't go.
Burton, nope.
And out of bounds.
Big Sandy ball. 4:13 left in the second quarter.
So far, Ennis has been all Burton.
Ellis almost with the steal.
Yeah.
Hody got it.
Duke have it. And
now they stole it back. They let him play.
And up ahead. And now Maya Nicholson is going for the steal. And it's up out of bounds. Frazier coming back in, and Ellis, or excuse me, Ellis going to sit down. Got 3:52 in counting. Here in the second quarter.
That double dribble.
And double dribble on the Big Sandy Lady Cats. And Frazier into Hernandez. Hody top of the key. And Frazier now back out to Hernandez. Hernandez driving. Back out to Hody. And Hody puts up a shot and misses. And Big Sandy comes down with a rebound. And up ahead to Sadler. Sadler drives. Passes the ball off. And put the shot. Was Clark. She misses. Now Burton back the other way.
Knocked out of bounds by Big Sandy.
Yeah, so it'll be Burton basketball underneath their own hoop with 3:03 left to play here in the second quarter. And shot up and missed by Brazier. Tussle for the basketball. And
should be Burton ball.
Yeah, I would think so.
No.
No.
Guess they had rope.
Not sure what they called there. And it bounced past Big Sandy. Oh, they called a foul on Amaya Nickerson, so that's her first. And up and up the three by Emily Smith, and Big Sandy finally on the board. And it's 17-2 now. And up ahead.
Traveling on Brazier.
Brazier gets called for traveling. And turnover there for Burton. And up ahead to Smith. Smith the boy.
Oh!
Three-pointer misses by Cox. And Rodriguez comes away with a long rebound. Back the other way out to Brazier. Brazier going to fire up a three, misses. And coming down with a rebound is Big Sandy. By the Cats with the basketball. They've got 1:55 left to go here in quarter number two. Burton still with a commanding 17-2 lead. And it's going to be stolen away. It's going to be a jump ball. Camby Burton basketball. Inbound pass.
We've been hung on this 17 for a long time. Yeah. We haven't scored this either. So. Yeah.
Then he goes inside the brazier and now we get back out to Hody. Hody gonna put this one up and just rims out. And out of bounds, it'll be Big Sandy basketball. Clock stop in the minute 10. That'll be her second. Surprisingly, Hody, who's been one of their consistent scorers this year, hasn't been able to get on the board yet. And she's going to get a break here as Hernandez checks back in. And inbounds pass. We've got a minute to go here in the second quarter. And Dickerson, Darby Cox. Got the 45 seconds. They're just going for the steal, didn't get it. Now they give it over to Smith, or Fisher, rather. And now top of the key. And Cox fires a long range three.
Brazier with the rebound. 24 seconds left in this quarter.
Burton still leading this one 17-3. So far, been a quiet second quarter. Each team has only put 2 points on the board. And Burton playing for the last shot. They've got 5 seconds. Put it off. And Hernandez puts it up. Rims up. And that is the end of the second quarter with our score, Burton leading at 17-2. And we go into the locker rooms at halftime. And we'll be back with our halftime report after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is a general contractor and construction management service. As family owned and operated, they pride themselves on their quality craftsmanship, attention to details, and their dedicated and loyal team. Teamwork has allowed Colliers to develop a high quality relationship with their clients for overall satisfaction and a large amount of returning clients with new projects. Collier Construction hopes they are an example to the youth of what a team with high standards can achieve. And a special congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers basketball team for their hard work.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton Lady basketball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They like to salute the Burton Lady basketball team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks at the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Burnham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Burnham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Burnham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Burnham National Bank. That's what we do.
All right, as we come back here And Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you from Willits High School. And Daryl, Burton off to a dominating start here in this one. And they just have controlled the entire first half.
Yeah, I mean, the swarm in defense, and that's what they've been doing all year. Big Sandy has no answer. They don't have that person who can dribble the ball up the court to break that press. They broke it one time. I really honestly was going to bet you a few minutes ago that they wouldn't even score a point this whole game. You know, I think we kind of got lax there in our scoring to only put up 17 points in the first half. We've been getting some good looks. The ball's just not been falling. But the tail of the first half is this swarming defense that our girls are playing, and Coach Taplin is rotating fresh legs in there all the time, so nobody's getting tired. We're just hounding them, and they have no answer for it.
That's where we're at right now. 17-2 here at the half, and leading scorer for the Burton Lady Panthers is Maya Rodriguez with 7 points, Lexi Brazier with 4, and then you have Layla Ellis, Aaron Huntsman, and Valerie Hernandez with 2 points each. And for Big Sandy, their only score belongs to Amberly Smith with 2. And we're going to take another break. We've got more to come, but first let's send you back to the studios. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in to Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have bacon, fresh and smoked sausage available for sale. That's Burton Meat Processing. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday until noon. Burton Meat Processing would like to say congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers on a great season and good luck in the playoffs. Collier Construction is a general contractor and construction management service. As family owned and operated, they pride themselves on their quality craftsmanship, attention to details, and their dedicated and loyal team. Teamwork has allowed Colliers to develop a high quality relationship with their clients for overall satisfaction and a large amount of returning clients with new projects. Collier Construction hopes they are an example to the youth of what a team with high standards can achieve. And a special congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers basketball team for their hard work.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material have access to many other types of materials. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Material wishes the Burton Lady Panthers good luck during the playoffs.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
And we come back here, and I understand we have a final of the boys game.
Yeah, the boys finished district strong. They beat Snook 51-49 to go into the playoffs with some momentum, which you always want to do. You always want to win that last game going into the playoffs to have momentum and have confidence, and very proud of this boys team.
Absolutely. Congratulations to Coach Honeycutt and his group. And meanwhile, I was looking up to see where, if things hold the way they are, who the Lady Panthers would play next. And looks like our old foes from Weimar would be next up on the list. Weimar beating Bartlett 60-57 last night. That one was played over at Del Valle.
Yeah, they put up 60 points. So Weimar, they must can score. But I hate to tell them, if our girls can keep this intensity with this kind of defense, they won't get close to putting 60 up.
Mm-hmm. And then also the other part of the bracket here that we're in right now, it's Fall City and Harper, and they just got underway. And then the winner of that will play will play Yorktown, who beat La Villa last night, 65-37. That game was played over at Kingsville High School, and so we'll see how those progress. But nevertheless, right here tonight, they actually are warming up for the next game that's after us, and it'll be between Iola and Danbury. And those two schools are scheduled to get underway at 8 o'clock. In the meantime, we're going to take one more break and be back for the start of the second half. Let's send you back to the studios. Let's hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
Go fight Win Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panthers basketball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
And we're back here. Burton leading at 17-2 here at halftime. And Burton ISD takes pride in excellence both in the classroom and in athletics this season. The Lady Panther basketball team has shown incredible dedication, hustle, and heart. Now it's time for the playoffs. They put in the work, and everyone at Burton ISD knows they've given it their all. Let's come together, fill the stands, and show support as the Lady Panthers take on the next big challenge in the playoffs. Go, Panthers! And we're back here for the start of the second half. Doug Brandon, Daryl Kiki with you. And already I was just checking my game, changing on the baseball game, and Burton Panther baseball jumping out to a quick 2-0 lead on Weimer and still batting in the first inning.
Good job, Panthers. It's going to be a real fun season there, too. Yeah. You know, Thaler does a good job there.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, meanwhile, Burton will get the ball. Big Sandy will get the ball. They've switched sides now. Big Sandy going right to left. Burton will be going left to right.
Burton's still in that 2-3 zone.
And it's Boyd with the basketball. And that one's going to go out of bounds. Burton had a big first quarter, outscoring Big Sandy 15-0. And then it played kind of to a stalemate, 2-2 in the second quarter. Sadler over to Cox.
And steal by Huntsman.
Steal Huntsman. Loose ball on the court.
Brazier got it. And foul on 21.
Yep, that'll be Amber Lee Smith. That'll be her first foul. Yeah, Burton will take it in from the sideline. Val Rodriguez, top of the key, over to Meyer Rodriguez. Now to Huntsman. Over to Hody. Back to Huntsman. That's going to give it to Rodriguez. Over to Brazier. Back out to Huntsman. Huntsman drives. Passes back out to Rodriguez. And Hernandez, top of the key. Working it around to Brazier. Brazier thought about a three. And now she's going to drive the lane, put up the shot, and missed. And a rebound by Paige Cox for Big Sandy. 6:45 left to play here in the third quarter. Burton leading at 17-2. And Cox working the ball over to Sadler. Back to Smith. And now Cox top of the key.
Defense! Defense!
And it goes over to Sadler. And now that one shot put up, missed. And rebound, they're going to work it out to Smith. And loose ball on the
field
court.
By Val.
Hernandez up ahead, almost lost it. Cox tried to pick her pocket.
Oh, throw it away.
That pass, she was looking for Brazier. Unfortunately, the pass went one way and Brazier went the other. Some miscommunication there, and it's going to be big Sandy basketball. And big Sandy. The pass up ahead to Sadler. Sadler driving and back to the top of the key. Cox fires up a three, air ball. And that's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Burton basketball.
Burton walking the ball up the court.
And Hernandez, give it to Huntsman. Over to Brazier. Brazier puts up a shot, misses, and Sadler takes it away. And cross court, and that one knocked out of bounds by Huntsman. All they're going to sit, and so it'll still be big Sandy basketball.
Huntsman jumped so high, her shoelace come open.
And back the other way, and shot up and missed. And rebound. Hernandez, top of the key. And over to Rodriguez. Back to Hernandez. Cody trying to get it open. And over to Brazier. Brazier lays up, missed the shot. And loose ball on the court. Who's going to come up with it? And it's going to be Rodriguez. Back over to Brazier. Over to Hernandez. And inside, Huntsman driving as the shot knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. And inbounds pass. Up ahead, it goes Big Sandy. Down to 4:20 left to play in the third quarter.
Steal by Hernandez.
And that one goes out of bounds. And top of the key to Cox. And looking for an open teammate and gives it to Smith. Smith inside, Boyd
blocked
puts it
by
up,
Brazier.
Puts it up again, and Burton comes away with a rebound. Hernandez going coast to coast. And that one knocked out of bounds by Smith. And that'll stop the clock at 3:49 left to play.
Still 17-2.
Bounce pass over to Brazier. Brazier back to Hernandez. Hernandez puts up a three, misses.
Rebound by Ellis.
Ellis puts it up and misses. Loose ball on the court. And who's going to end up with it?
And Hody got it. And over back to Ellis.
Puts it up, misses. And goes to Brazier. And then Brazier saves it from going out of bounds, and unfortunately goes to Big Sandy. And now in the foul
Lock
on the
and
ball.
Foul on 33 of Burton.
And for Val, that'll be her first. Clock stopped with 3:17. So far, neither team has scored in this third quarter.
3 minutes left. Foul on 33, Hernandez again.
And for Hernandez, it'll be her second. And Inbounds pass. We're going around the Sadler. Over to Clark.
Almost stolen by Hernandez.
Yeah, Thomas called, and Nickerson's going to check in. And Ella's going to get a break. Nickerson with the basketball. The smallest on the court out there, according to the program, got her listed at 4'10".
She plays hard, though.
Yeah. And Burton with the basketball, working his way around. Frazier. Back to Dickerson, and in the corner, three-pointer misses by Rodriguez. And Big Sandy comes away with a rebound.
White ball.
Yeah, gonna run that one out of bounds. Kind of surprised neither team is taking the timeout yet. And this one is in the corner. Nickerson for
Swish,
three.
Swish, three.
And Nickerson with her first bucket of the game. Makes it down 20-2, Burton, with a minute 40 to go.
Their fans are getting antsy. The girls won't take it to the hole.
Yep, and that one over here. Cox top of the key, and over to Clark, and that one knocked out of bounds.
So went off of Hody's leg. Minute 19 left in this third quarter.
Yeah, that one is going to be fired up and missed. And down with the rebound. Yeah, we're going to get a foul called.
A foul on Hody. Should be a shooting foul.
Yeah, that's on Harper Hody, her third. And so that will send Braylee Fisher to the free throw line for the Lady Cats.
Hey, you on the free throw line. Finish.
Hey, you. Hey, you on the free throw line. She hits it. That'll make it a 20-3 game. And she misses the second one. And knocked out of bounds. It'll be Burton basketball. Nickerson.
Number 12, Adam Applewhite in the game.
And
her play, first playing time.
Yep. And 1 minute to go here in the third quarter.
Stolen by Hernandez.
And Hernandez threw the ball up the court. Back out. And it's a three-pointer by Brazier. Missed. And we're going to get a foul call.
Blue 11.
Okay, so they're going to call that one up Maislin Clark. And for Clark, that'll be her second. Clock stop with 41 seconds left. And Hernandez puts up a shot and misses. Rebound. And out of bounds, it'll be Big Sandy basketball with 35. That was a close one, Darryl. That one almost
yeah, you did
put
good.
A lap.
You did good. You held your ground and took a charge there. We didn't get no assistance from our officer, though.
No.
He's supposed to be protecting us.
Yeah.
steal by Rodriguez.
And Rodriguez puts it up, misses, and draws the foul. And Hernandez at the free throw line. Excuse me, Rodriguez at the free throw line. She hits that one.
Freshman.
Gives her 8 points in the game.
Should be 21, right?
Yeah. And she misses the second one. Brazier with a rebound. And misses that one. Burton with a 21-3 lead. 8 seconds left. And Sadler puts it up and misses the shot.
Applewhite. Oh, they letting him play.
Yeah, that one put up and missed. And that'll be the end of the third quarter. Our score, the Burton Lady Panthers, 21. And Big Sandy Lady Cats, 3. Back for the fourth quarter. And we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Ladies basketball team luck in playoffs. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton is cheering for the Burton Ladies basketball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ. That's 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
And the fourth quarter starts with a quick foul on Amber Lee Smith and Lexi Brazier at the free throw line. She hits her first, and that'll give her 5 points.
Nice shot.
Missing both. Gives her 6 points. And we're at, as we come back here, Burton leading at 23-3 over Big Sandy. As we just get the fourth quarter underway, it's been all dominating performance by Burton.
Huntsman with the foul.
And for Erin, that'll be her second. Clock stops with 7:40 to play. Cox bringing the ball up the court. And over to Clark. Now to Sadler, back to Clark. And over to Cox. Back around to Sadler again. Shot is blocked. And
steal by Huntsman. And Brazier.
Brazier.
To
and the ball knocked out of her hands in the last second. They'll be Burton basketball underneath their own hoop. And Rodriguez for three.
Nice
bucket. And that'll make it 26-3, Burton.
They kind of increase that pressure again right now.
And up ahead to Sadler.
Turnover.
Out of bounds, and that'll be Burton basketball with 6:59 to play. And Hernandez bringing the ball up the court. Working around the Huntsman over to Brazier. And back out to Hody. Rodriguez to Hernandez. And over to Brazier. Brazier thought about a three. Now passes over. Working around Huntsman. Up three for two. And Huntsman now with four in the game. And back the other way. Three-pointer there by Emily Smith. And that'll make it a 28-6 game. And Smith with a steal. And Bryant put that one up. Misses the shot. Cox with the rebound. Loose ball on the court. And going to get a foul call.
A foul on Brazier.
And for Lexi, that'll be her first. All right, stops with 5:56 left to go in the game.
Out of bounds.
Inbounds pass was overthrown. And so the ball will belong back to Burton. And Hernandez will pass the ball off. DeBrazier up ahead. And ball stolen away by Smith and over to Sadler. And shot up and missed. And loose ball on the court. And let's see who's going to end up with it. And in the corner, a three-pointer short.
Brazier with the rebound.
Brazier.
The Hody.
Gets across court. And another three by Hernandez. Misses. Rebound. And, wow, Rodriguez is just hammered on that play. No call. And that one got a player down for Big Sandy. And going to get Ellis back in. And Brazier will check out. Got a 5:06 left to play in the game. Burton with a 28-6 lead.
Burton boys up 3-0 in the second inning.
There we go. I'm trying to get a girl score, too, but they don't have anybody keeping track on Game Changers unless were they unable to get the girls' game started. Or the softball, rather, I should say. And shot three-pointer missing. Hernandez drives, puts up the shot, lays it up and in for two, and Val Hernandez with seven. Burton leads it 30-6, and that one out of bounds. We got 4:19 left to go in the game. Burton looking to be well on their way to moving on to a showdown later this week with Weimer.
Nice pass.
And up ahead, and Burton driving, and in the corner, three-pointer misses. And coming down with a rebound is Big Sandy.
Stolen by Hody.
Harper, Hody. Hody drives, puts up the shot, and misses. And ball around the Cox, and now up ahead to Sadler. Driving and now passes the ball out. A three-pointer. Overshot it. Smith trying to get a long rebound. It goes out of bounds.
3:38 left in this game.
And we have substitution now as Boyd checks back in. Sadler coming out. And Fisher will inbound the ball for Big Sandy. And Cox works it around. And three-pointer attempt by Cox.
Rebound.
Misses, and they get the home rebound. Another three. And she hit. Cox hit it. and gets it up to 9 points now for Big Sandy. Nickerson over, and three-pointer by Hody, and Hody buries the three. Harper Hody on the board for the first time tonight, and it's now 33-9, Burton. Down to 3 minutes left to go in the game. And ball is blocked. And Hody trying to go coast to coast, and that one rolls out of bounds. And foul call.
Nice job by coach. He's clearing the bench. All the girls getting in there.
Those are third. And so bottom half a wipe. And Maya Nickerson back in the game. Peyton Schubert checking in for the first time. And Brazier went to put the shot in. The whistle call against Burton, so it doesn't count. So, yeah, with a comfortable lead, all the girls get the chance to play now. Got a 2:35 left to go. Cox for the basketball. Overshot that one, and it's out of bounds. And Isabel Young in there also. So Brazier the only starter in with the four reserves. And out pass to Nickerson. And they're working around. And shot up and missing. Rebound by Brazier. And ball's almost, and it is out of bounds.
Off of White.
Off of Burton. And so it'll be Lady Cat basketball. 2:04 left to play.
Brazier went for the steal.
And now back out top to Cox. And that one, three-point attempt just short. Brazier the other way, and Cox loses the ball out of bounds. And it should be Burton basketball.
1:41 left in this game. Burton up 33-9.
And inbounds pass, and now it is Applewhite. And three-point attempt by Brazier misses. Yeah, we get a whistle.
Got the foul for Big Sandy.
And for Boyd, that'll be her first. Inbounds pass. Brazier puts up the shot and misses. Rebound. And back the other way goes Big Sandy. And they put up the shot and misses, but a foul call on Burton. And that is going to be on Autumn Applewhite. That'll be her first. Sends the Lady Cats to the line. And this is the first free throw. That is Clark at the line. And she hits second one. And that'll make it a 33-10 game with a minute 19 to go. And up ahead, and shot misses. As Young tried to put that up and couldn't get the ball. Cox face. And ball nearly stolen by Nickerson. Another three-pointer misses. And under the basket, Brazier comes away with it. We're down to 50 seconds left. And up ahead, Ball stolen away by Big Sandy.
Turn.
And we're going to be traveling called against the Lady Cats. And so the ball will be long back to Burton with 41 seconds left to go in the game. And we get a whistle. Ball's out of bounds, inbounds pass.
Traveling.
And they're going to get a traveling call against Brazier. Pass. And Sadler fires up a shot, misses. And Smith comes away with a rebound. Down to 20 seconds. Sadler another shot, misses. Burton comes away with it. And Odie going to work
Brazier
it up.
Brazier taking it up.
Brazier with the ball stolen away. And going to foul her.
6 seconds left in this game.
Yeah. And for Lexi Brazier, that's just her second foul.
Can't take them home with you, Doug.
Nope. And three-pointer misses.
In and out. Oh.
And we are going to wind all the way down.
Oh, dang.
That is it. Your final score, Burton Lady Panthers win this one. 33-10 over Big Sandy. So Burton moving on. Take on the Weimer Lady Cats in the area round of the playoffs. Burton by district champs. And we'll be back with the post game after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
It's playoff time, and the Lady Panthers are leaving it all on the court. As the excitement builds and the competition heats up, now's the perfect time to plan your team meals, playoff send-offs, or end-of-season banquet. Sandtown Catering offers a wide variety of menu options that are perfect for feeding hungry athletes, families, and fans. From hearty meals to crowd-pleasing barbecue, call Wade to book your next event. Sandtown Catering congratulates the Lady Panthers on a fantastic season, and good luck in the playoffs.
All right, as we come back here, once again, your final score, the Burton Lady Panthers. This one, 33-10 over Big Sandy. And Burton really kind of took control there in the first quarter, Darrell. And after that, it was really never in any doubt.
No, they just swarmed their defense, and Big Sandy didn't have an answer for that. We kind of got sloppy with the shooting, in my opinion, and kept them in the game. But I think that the girls kind of played down to their competition tonight. They lost a little bit of that intensity that they had when they started the game, but it was enough to finish 33-10. I honestly didn't think after the first quarter that they would even score a bucket and everything. But great win. Sometimes you got to win ugly, but great job.
Yep, and so now they'll be moving on, taking on Weimer, and that'll be a little bit later on in the week. And we're going to get Aaron Huntsman in here. And Aaron, congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys came out and first quarter there just really took the advantage early and didn't let up on them.
Yes, sir. We studied film for quite a while, so we kind of knew what to expect when we stepped on. I know with film you can't always go with how they play because every game is different, but we just took what we had and practiced every day and learned what they were doing and went from there.
And I know that we noticed that kind of in the second and third quarter they were really trying to do a lot to eat up the clock in there. And do you feel like that threw y'all off your game a little bit, or were y'all just kind of expecting them to do something like that?
I think after the first quarter, we kind of knew that they were trying to eat up minutes, so we just tried our best to play defense and rotate as well as we could. I could definitely tell that, like me, we were getting a little tired just rotating back and forth, but once we got used to their pattern, I think we were fine.
Yeah, and now, of course, coming up next, y'all already know y'all are going to be playing Weimer in the next round, and how excited are y'all about moving on?
I'm very excited. I'm ready to get our get back. Last game, I didn't think like we knew what to expect, but now we know what to expect from Weimer because not many of their girls left. So we're just going to keep studying film, practicing, you know, working hard and trying to beat them on Friday.
All right, Aaron, congratulations on the win, and thanks for joining us here tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Aaron Huntsman here on the post game, and we'll be joined here shortly by Coach Chris Taplin as we continue with the post game show. And meanwhile, they're getting ready for their second game here between Iola and Danbury. And there we go. And Coach Taplin, congratulations on the win here tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, y'all came out here and took advantage of them early and had a shutout there in the first quarter. And your girls looked like they were really shooting the ball well in that early period.
Yes, sir. My girls, you know, they work on their shot a lot, and we understood the importance of our defense as well. You know, we kind of like defense to offense. So, you know, the girls knew their responsibilities, and we did that, and we held them down first half.
Yeah, and then kind of in the second and the third quarter, things kind of scoring-wise slowed down a little bit in there. What was going on in the two quarters?
Well, you know, Evendale did a good – I mean, I'm sorry, not Evendale. Big Sandy did a good job of maintaining time possession. They didn't turn it over a lot, and they passed it around the perimeter. And I've taught my girls to make sure we cover our gaps, so it kind of, you know, it kind of worked in their favor as far as running some clock down and nobody scoring. So that was able to keep the score down pretty good.
Yeah, and then y'all were able to maintain that lead, and then some more scoring in the fourth quarter there. And then toward the end, you got a chance to get some of your bench players in there as well.
Yes, sir. That's always good, you know, to see them out there running around a little bit, getting some action, because they don't all the time. So it was really good to be able to get them out there. But when you play a game good enough to be able to get them out there and get your starters off, you know, and you're healthy for the next one, that's a good thing for the program.
And coming up next in the area round, y'all are going to be taking on Weimer. And tell us about what do you know about Weimer?
Well, I mean, Weimer still have a few of the players they had from last season. They have a good post player in the paint, and they have a nice forward that helps in transition, and she can shoot it and drive it. So we got to make sure we are on call, you know, full-time on defense, and we know where those players are, and we defend them full-time.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the win here tonight.
Thank you,
and
sir.
We'll see you later this week.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Chris Taplin joining us here, and we'll be back with more of the postgame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Burnham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consulting, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Burnham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support
support for the Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers basketball teams in the playoffs.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Ladies basketball team luck in playoffs. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what we
High school hoops enthusiasts, mark your calendars for the back-to-back UIL State Basketball Championships at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. The girls' basketball championships take place March 5th through the 7th, and that's followed by the boys' championships March 12th through the 14th. Be there to witness history in the making. For all the must-know details, grab your tickets. Visit UILTexas.org/basketball. Again, that's UILTexas.org. And we come back here, Tom, take a look at the final stats for the game. And for Burton and Big Sandy, Burton jumping out to an early 15-0 lead in the first quarter. Second quarter, each team just managed a bucket apiece, and it was 17-2 Burton at the half. Burton then outscored Big Sandy 4-1 in the third quarter, and that made it 21-3. And then in our 21-3. And then in the fourth quarter, Burton outscoring Big Sandy 12-7, 33-10 the final. For Burton, the leading scorer on the night was Maya Rodriguez with 8 points. Valerie Hernandez with 7 points. Also, Lexi Brazier with 6 points. Erin Huntsman with 4. Amaya Nickerson, Harper Hody with 3 each. And Layla Ellis with 2. And for Big Sandy, their leading scorer was Amberlee Smith with 5. Paige Cox with 3. And then Braylee Frazier and Maisalyn Clark each with a free throw apiece. That's a look at the stats, and we got more coming on the post game. Let's send you back to the studios and hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Go Fight Win Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panthers basketball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens, and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org. Two Burton alumni and all of Market Realty Incorporated congratulates the Lady Panthers basketball team and wishes you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty Incorporated, they offer just that. Contact Susan Schulenberg-Keel and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty Incorporated serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess.
Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
All right, as we come back here, good night for Burton Athletics. Both the boys and girls basketball teams winning, and then we found a baseball team winning as well. Right now, third inning, up 5-0 over Weimer there.
Yep. You know, it's here tonight with the basketball game. You know, these girls, they started out really, really aggressive. Went through the motions, in Daryl's opinion, the rest of the game. Played kind of to their competition. You know, they're going to have to step it up next week. Each week should get a little bit stronger. But we're going to see a whole different Burton girls, I think, attitude when they play better teams, because most good teams play to your competition. You know, it's sad to say, but if you watch sports, every team that should dominate when they play a weaker team, they usually don't beat them as bad as they should. And it's not because they pulled off. They just played down and got a little laxed and didn't concentrate on that shot, didn't keep that intensity up and everything. So I think against a Weimer team, you'll see a whole different Burton team.
And Weimer will be better competition. And, I mean, that's one that they're going to have to be in start to finish.
Yes, that's one you're not going to be able to jump out to that 15-point lead and think that they're not going to scrap back.
Yeah.
Weimer's known for their athletics just like we are. And so they're going to come out and give us their best shot also. But if our girls play to their ability and finish, they're going to be just fine.
All right, and we're going to take one final break and be back to wrap it up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
The Bluebell Aquatic Center is gearing up for the spring weather with programs and activities that are sure to take care of those winter blues. Check out the Creative Waves Day Camp, where children can swim, craft, explore STEM activities, and learn real lifeguard skills such as CPR. Sign up for the Blinn Baseball Clinic on February 23rd or participate in group swimming lessons. The fun continues all year round at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Visit thecityofbrenham.org for more info and registration for classes.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegra Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegra Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton Lady Basketball Team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They like to salute the Burton Lady Basketball Team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks at the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers, from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Ladies Basketball Team luck in playoffs. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
Why are interschool athletic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, as we come back here, and it's time to, once again, our final score, Burton Lady Panthers win it 33-10 over Big Sandy. They're moving on to the next round to take on Weimer. And Daryl, another night on the road here. We had a good time, and most importantly, got the win.
That's right. Anytime you can get a W, it's a good night. Now it's time to tip on back to the Big Brenham and then Burton Town,
yep,
and start another day tomorrow and see what happens on Friday if we're going to go. And hopefully that the girls can come out and take care of business on Friday and live to fight another day.
Absolutely. And that's going to do it for us here. I want to thank Sandy back at the studios for helping us bring this one to you. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to all our sponsors who make the broadcast possible. And for Daryl Kiki to my right, for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown said good night, everybody.
Presentation of KWHI Sports.